So the other type of unordered assignment list is the register transfer list proper. This is what I call pure RTL, and I've illustrated two coding styles here at the top. It doesn't make any difference which you use, they'll have the same effect. We can either put these assignments in separate always blocks or one always block. It doesn't make any difference, and the order of the assignments don't matter either. That's because they're so-called non-blocking assignments in Verilog, and all of the right-hand sides are evaluated before any of the assignments are actually committed, which in fact gives us exactly the behavior of synchronous digital logic, where the master part of a master-slave flip-flop is being updated with the new value, ready to be copied atomically, and all of the flip-flops in the clock domain synchronously to the slaves on the active edge of the clock. So on the bottom of the slide we have an example, a component called counter 16, which has one of these always blocks. Inside the always block we see two parallel non-blocking assignments, assigning to count and assigning to old count, and there's no race here. The second assignment, which refers to count, is not going to see the new value written in the line above to count, not until the next clock cycle. And finally, there's a little bit of combinational logic at the bottom, generating a combinational output from this component. The assignment to old count here we see is a conditional assignment, if D in, and this looks like a little bit more than I've described. It's more than a pure and simple RTL assignment to a left-hand side register. There's some conditional behavior going on here, but actually what happens inside the compiler is it converts it in a pre-processing step to the form on the bottom of the slide, which is where the if has been converted to a multiplexer. And what it basically means is if this expression holds, then we'll assign the new value, otherwise we'll assign it with its current value again. And hence the if is elaborated away. There are some ML fragments which do this on the course website, which I'll point you to for those who are interested. Next slide.